Hey guys, this is Pastor Q, and welcome to this week's podcast. We're going to be talking about what and who defines us throughout our day.
Welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad, and today I'm here with Pastor Q.
Yeah.
You know, 2020 has been a year where so many leaders, you know, they feel just a loss of control. Let's talk about what's a healthy response to regain stability in our daily leadership?
Yeah, I mean, I think what crisis does, it doesn't matter what the crisis is. Of course, for us, it's Corona. But what a crisis does is going to reveal. Crisis reveals. So the pressure's on. Things are crazy. Things that were in a sequence or normality, it's all up in the air. We don't know. Many people cannot embrace ambiguity. They can't. So they need some sort of stability. And which, by the way, stability brings a level of security.
Right.
So when all of it around us is up in the air going crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
You have to concentrate on what are the things that I can control? What are those things? I mean, we know the serenity prayer, but God forbid we pray it, right? But what are the things that I can control in this crisis? That's where the focus and the horsepower has to be. Because if you try to spend any level of horsepower or focus on the things that no matter how talented you are, no matter what you do, you're trying to control, you will only be more frustrated than the actual crisis is creating. You know, I mean, it's just hard.
So really practically, what's one of the things that maybe you do on a daily basis to help you set your day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're saying this, what we say here at the chapel often is how you start your day sets your day.
Right.
How you start your day sets your day. And aside from a pandemic, one of the healthiest things that we can do as leaders is to what I call master the morning.
Okay.
You have to master the morning. We know that the Bible says joy comes in the morning. And then, you know, the arguments are, well, joy, you can get, you know, the joy of the Lord whenever during the day.
Right, right.
And I always say that is true, but I know it's in the morning.
What is it about the morning that's so critical in a leader's life? I mean, what maybe talk about your morning routine.
Yeah, the reason why the morning is so critical is because it is void of external pressures or external circumstances that are starting to try to mold and shape who I am. So if I can get really stable and confident in the morning and who I am before things try to tell me who I'm not or people try to, then I'm just going to be stronger throughout the day.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why the morning is so important is because I know joy is there, because that's what the word says. And then I also know it's the only place throughout the day that has the least amount of external things trying to shape and mold me. That's why the morning's so important.
You know? What's the mindset that you're walking into that with?
Regardless of what's happening around during the day, even before I start my day, before I look at my calendar, before I check an email, before I'm on social media, whatever that is, I'm defining and deciding what I'm going to be that morning.
Okay.
I'm deciding I'm going to be a person. For example, I'm going to decide in the morning, I'm going to be a person who's generous. So when I decide before any external circumstances come into my life, conversations, people, tweets, you know, Insta posts, whatever it is, I've already decided in the morning, I'm going to be generous. Because if you don't decide in the morning who you're going to be, later in the day, you'll be defined by the day instead of being defined by who you seek in the morning.
Right.
That's the key. It's defining and deciding in the morning. So when you hit the mission, when you hit your organization, when you lead whoever you're leading, whether it's your family or an organization, you've already defined and decided who you are. Because everything else, especially in a crisis, especially in this world where we have more voices that have more opinions than accomplishments than ever before, they're always trying to shape us and mold us, or you should be doing, you should have said, you should be this. Wait a second. Who decides that?
Wow.
Who decides that? You? Well, then if you don't, well, then, you know, shut up.
Wow.
That's why the morning is so important. Mastering the morning, you're always asking, you're defining who I am. Who am I, and who tells me who I am? And, you know, for the believer and follower, it's Christ. And then I'm deciding I'm this type of person. See, because the reality is when we're in an interaction with people, I can't control how people are going to interact with me. but I can control how I respond to how they interact.
Right.
See, I can't control. I'm going to have a meeting at 2 o'clock during the day.
Right.
I don't know what that person's going to come in like. I have an idea. They could come in mad, upset, frustrated. They could be depressed. They could be just overly anxious. Well, we're not meant to be defined and how we decide to act by them.
Yeah.
So if I don't decide that and define it before, I run a higher risk of being shaped and molded horizontally than vertically.
Right. When do you find yourself reacting to those situations rather than responding with wisdom and clarity? So maybe talk about, maybe there's a day where you didn't master the morning. Maybe things got off to a rough start. Yeah. What difference do you feel in your day as a leader when you don't set that intentionality and master the morning?
I'll tell you, for me, and I would like to think there are a lot of people like me, so I don't feel weird. For me, it's when people want to, inadvertently or intentionally, they attack who I am. Hmm. When they're like, well, you didn't. So what are you telling me? I'm selfish? Mm. Well, you should have. Well, so then I'm inadequate. Mm. So what I find
is— So it's like identity.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because I feel like—
So it's not just defining and deciding like a task list for the day. It's actually more rooted in who you are as a leader. Instead of a you should, you already know, no, I am.
Right. So when they say something that whether they meant to or not, doesn't matter.
Right.
It could fall on me like they're attacking my identity, but— Because I didn't spend the hard time or do the hard work in mastering the morning, my identity is rooted in Christ. Mm. I'm a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. I'm more than enough. That's why he gave his life for me. So when I haven't done that for me in the past, my interactions, I'm not more edgy. You know, we hear a lot of that, like you're more edgy or upset. It's not that. I just take it more personal. In reality, a lot of times it's like, why would I take it personal? What you're saying about me is completely false, so why should it affect me?
Mm.
That's your perspective. You have a right to it, but it doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's correct, or it doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
So I think what happens to a lot of people, but especially me, if I don't master the morning, I wind up taking things more personal, and it's harder for it to kind of deflect off me, and it winds up getting in me.
Wow.
You know, so that's really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when you don't master the morning.
For sure. And I think, you know, people are unpredictable. And I've heard you say this too, that when you have that sense of going into interactions or meetings and you've set your day, what it does is it removes the illusion that we have control over other people's responses.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the unhealthiness in any relationship, whether it's organizational or whether it's in our family, I cannot control. Just I've been married almost 30 years. I cannot control my wife. What I can do is control how I respond to whatever she is doing or saying. And I can control an atmosphere that I create with my actions and my words.
Love that.
That's it. I mean, and that is the great illusion. That's a great thing. We think, well, I'm the boss, or I'm the dad, or I'm the husband, or whatever, whether you're a male or female, does it, right? I think that's where the confusion is. And we wind up getting involved in toxic relationships because of that misperception.
Mm.
Because if I'm defining and deciding in the morning, but I'm bringing somebody close who is opposed to everything that I'm defining and deciding in the morning,
wow.
I have created frustration throughout the day, and I don't even know where it comes from.
Wow.
That's key point.
I love that.
I mean, yeah.
I love that. Final thoughts, mastering the morning.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Don't overwhelm yourself. You know, a lot of people that I talk to about mastering the morning, they're like, okay, well, I blocked out an hour. Stop. You have never done anything for an hour consistently. just do, listen, 5 minutes, understand who defined you, what you're defined by, and decide, today I'm going to be this type of person. Do that, listen, and it'll create a taste and an appetite that'll only increase organically rather than being a rigid appointment.
Thank you so much, Pastor Q.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.